Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Saturday, Late in the 20th Century by William Morlock. Thank you for listening.
It was late in the 19th century when Antonín Dvořák came to America. And when he was here, he listened to the great Harry T. Burleigh sing the songs his grandfather had sung as a slave. And when he had finished, Dvořák said to him, "Burleigh, there is going to be an English horn in my American symphony because it sounds lonely like your grandfather's song. It sounds lonely like the prairie." Here, late in the 20th century, we have songs and we have lonely prairies all our own. Join us soon, Saturday, late in the 20th century.
Here, captured as in a photograph 50 yards from me, he was a question mark in as many ways as one can evaluate a man, spiritually, morally, mentally, even physically. How did he complete his run? How did he break free of his hero's pose? Was the landscape a paper poster through which he burst? A match in motion at the plane where his still image hung? Was he faster than light? Did he reach me moments before, question me, converse with me as I stood, dumb and frozen, fixed on the long illusory tail of the comet? I still don't know. Maybe the distortion was all with me, a reaction to the music, a reaction to the morning smell, that suspicious harmony, and the greater flowing harmonies of Jimmy French to the music and the morning. The mood was so perfect. I sensed a guiding hand somewhere. I asked myself, who orchestrated this? Who brought the music and scene together to graft them in my mind as a set? Who made me a movie? But then I thought, is life lovelier for resembling life reproduced? I wouldn't have thought of it 6 months ago. Jimmy French was right. I am an innocent. I still am. But an informed one, armed. I count myself lucky to be 43. That's old enough. He said that's old enough to have escaped the early saturation which makes life a prison of duplicity. Old enough to have enjoyed some years before the bombardment. Old enough to discriminate between a pipe and a Magritte without much pain. Jimmy French was born after McCarthy took on the army. After Oppenheimer fell, after Murrow showed us two oceans at once. He cannot see the words "Laissez ne pas une pipe" without the sting of surprise and a sense of loss.
You've been listening to a reading of The All-Round Athlete and His Morning Coffee, a short story by Harry Lyman Sims, co-host of Saturday, Late in the 20th Century, which is coming up next. The time is of absolutely no concern, or shouldn't be, and if you take the dark and threatening skies which hung over Phileas Fogg as he passed the banks of Newfoundland on the last leg of his 80-day tour of the world, well, that's our weather forecast. There isn't anything happening in the world worth bothering yours about, and chances are you'll never accomplish half as much in your lifetime as the average Victorian school inspector. You listen to too much radio. It's very late in the 20th century on this Saturday. That's both a promo and a fact. Stay tuned.
No, we won't think noble because we're not noble. We won't live in beautiful harmony because there's no such thing in this world, nor should there be. We promise only to do our best and live out our lives. Dear God, that's all we can promise in truth.
Nice shots, Harry.
Harry Lyman Sims, the man who talks about things. Talk about things, Harry. See if I can keep you from talking about things.
Mail order gourmet foods. It started in Modena, Italy, a small town that is known for two things. One, the most delicious vinegar in the world, and two, Luciano Pavarotti. Since Pavarotti is fairly wretched on salads, we'll talk about the vinegar.
To make some sense of life.
It's a dark brown. It's aged in casks like fine wine for 10 to 25 years, and it's available from two or three different mail order places around the country. One charges $9 for a 7-ounce bottle. One charges $7 for 2 9-ounce bottles. Your choice. Vinegar isn't the only thing that's available at this time of year, or any time of year for that matter, because you can get mail order abalone steaks. Canned abalone, fresh from the bay.
Hello, my name is Jinx Potter.
I'm in control only of an idea.
Idea is Saturday, late in the
I'm surrounded by some of the best talent
in Siam, recording engineer par
Harry Lyman Sims, the man
deep
who talks
down,
about
they couldn't
things.
Despise me more if I wore a carapace. But that's okay, because I'm here to be the center of the show, the man without any discernible skills.
If I tried, but I can host,
host a radio program.
Welcome to Saturday Late in the 20th Century.
Thank you. Thank you.
Harry's
it's nice
fans
to be
out
here.
I don't know
really
who those
nice
people
are.
Yeah,
it's a 16th century Venetian audience. You can tell by the brocade.
Oh, well, welcome, everybody. Welcome.
This is Saturday Late in the 20th Century.
I'm glad you like Harry.
Folks, thanks.
But
we have to search for a concept for you, Jinx. My concept is Harry Lyman Sims, the man who talks about things.
Yeah, I've realized that. I've sensed that, too.
Yeah. We have to find him a concept very badly.
I think we ought to maybe inventory what my skills are and then determine.
Very good idea. We start from the bottom and build a really long list. What is it exactly that you do?
Hopefully. I think that, well, first we have to think, I'm the focal point. Maybe you could ask me the question.
The program, what is it exactly that you do?
The universe of the program revolves around...
And something else disturbed the harmony. I didn't expect a young man so utterly at ease with his success, so wholly adapted to the hero-making apparatus of his age... All of its instruments, its electronics, its information systems, its speed, and all of its reliance on images and the second-hand experiences they implied. I didn't expect a young man so sure of his faith, who could monitor the state of his psyche through a machine and accept the results. I didn't expect so soon an intuitive, inarticulate age, which could grasp in an instant, without two words, what McLuhan couldn't explain in thousands. An age that would come to be more comfortable with general relativity than with 2 plus 2. More comfortable with binary than with prose.
Isn't it time to change that heavy, old, worn-out piano and replace it with a new, shiny, bright Taylor Spacer Mark IV PVC piano? It's made of authentic polyvinyl chloride, the miracle plastic. The Taylor Spacer can brighten up any home. Gleaming white, delicious lemon yellow, or sensual avocado. Party on the Decker piano? No problem. Take the Taylor Spacer Mark V outside. It only weighs about 26 pounds. Anybody can move it. And don't worry about spilled mustard, greasy hands, or spirited neighbors shaking up bottles of beer. The Mark VI wipes up with an ordinary wet cloth. And it never needs tuning. All these conveniences and more make the Taylor Spacer Mark VII the clear choice when you're shopping for your next piano. The Taylor Spacer Mark VIII from AST Industries, the lawn hose and drainage people. The Taylor Spacer Mark IX doesn't actually make music, but that's what you've got a stereo for.
Obsessive, unhealthy, and completely ridiculous and adolescent love for Laura Mace Riddle. For the most part, I'm solipsistic, narcissistic, and vain. I'm much like a lot of other people in our generation, don't you think? Here late in the 20th century?
I have to disagree with that. I think that our generation has discovered a new way. The old ways of the past are gone. Well, the self-centeredness, the concern with toys and things and acquisitions.
I really kind of thought we were just getting into that.
No,
I know. I'm just discovering that. It's really a new world for me.
But Jinx, it's all becoming very passé very quickly.
Is it really?
I'm sorry, I didn't know that. I have to tell you this, but you know, every spaghetti extruder and every BMW chrome bumper is on the remainder table.
No.
Our generation has discovered that is not the way to go.
I remember that night because were so great. I mean, wasn't he great? He was just so great.
It was one of my best nights.
It was. But, you know, complimenting him was what you did, and that was amazing. You know, I still remember it 10 years later. It's just absolutely amazing what you guys did that night.
One of the high points of my life, too.
It was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just absolutely incredible. Yeah.
I know, I was envious. I was really envious for years and years. All through college, I thought about that. If I'd only been a part of it that night, it might have changed my life.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, you were part of the audience. I mean, you were part of the experience.
I was always part of the audience. I was always watching. I was never involved in anything. And it really kind of bugged me. You know, I mean, I was watching you guys, and you were just into it, you know. And you were just doing it, cooking it. And I was just out there. Because you said I couldn't be in it.
Well, it was...
Remember that?
Well, you know.
Well, yeah.
You said I wasn't good enough,
I do remember saying that at the time, but actually I was looking after your better interest because I know that you are really susceptible to stage fright.
Oh, yeah.
And it would have destroyed you if you'd got up there with us and done
that. Well, you know, I mean, it's like you never really gave me a chance, did you?
Well, it wasn't that so much as the fact that we really cared that you would not fall into a pile of putty at our feet and ruin the entire
act. I know, but
act.
You guys... Okay, but let's change the subject. You guys were really great. I mean, you guys were just...
Yeah, that was...
You guys were really great.
We were really great. Yeah,
it was, too.
So what are you guys doing now?
Not much of anything, really. Just, you know, in hardware.
How about you?
I work down at the A&P. Bagging groceries, so...
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
I'm a part-time night clerk. At the hardware store.
So you like it?
It's fulfilling. It is.
Yeah.
You know, it gives me a lot of time to think.
But you guys were great. I mean, you guys were really great.
Yeah, and that's true.
When I would think about it and remember that night when I was so envious, I remember that it really drove me. But you guys were great. I mean, you were really... You should... That's a life experience, you know. You guys will have that with you the rest of your life, and I won't.
One brief shining moment there in front of that crowd was enough to color my whole life.
Pretty much. That's, you know, that was it. I mean, it's pretty much kind of a downhill coast for me. So.
Well, it's great to see you guys again.
It's good to see you, too. It really is. That's your car?
One of them, yeah.
That's nice. That's
Lamborghini, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one is, isn't it? That's right. I had it mixed up with the Maserati. I never get those right. You know, I never was very good at that. You guys were so cool. You knew all about cars and stuff. And now
now
I own a lot of them, and I don't even know. It's just really weird.
Yeah, life is funny, isn't it?
But you guys were great. Yeah. Really. Take care.
Good seeing you.
Yeah.
By the way, you think I could crash your place tonight or something?
Well, I got this little house down by the beach. It's got about 3 bedrooms in it. Nobody's in it right now. If you want to... No.
Cool.
Stay a few nights if you want to.
Could you maybe give me a ride to the store? I don't have bus fare on me at the moment.
Oh, you bet. Well, do you want to... You know, I've got to go somewhere else. Do you want to get... You want me to get Chester to bring the limo around?
Sure.
I mean, no problem. No problem. I'll just get in the car and call him.
Thanks. Yeah.
All right. Hey.
We were really great that night,
here are the
though,
keys.
Weren't we?
Here are the keys to the summer house.
Okay, thanks.
And, use the boat if you want to tomorrow.
Cool.
Yeah. It's only about a 30-footer, but it's an inboard outboard and it's got a bar. So have a good time. The weather's good. You'll have a great day. And bring a friend, too. Hey, I got to go. But guys, take care. You guys were great.
Thanks.
I mean, you guys were really great. Thanks. Still remember that.
Well, we've got something cooking. We really do.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know,
oh yeah.
We're working together on a new version of what we did back then.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you like to be in it?
Hey.
I mean, you'd be perfect for it. You really would.
You really want me to be?
Yeah.
In?
Yeah.
Yeah. We really do.
It's gonna be cooking. Come on.
Oh God, I'd love to. I would love to. I mean. But I'll get back to you on it, okay? I'll get back to you guys. I'll call you.
Thanks.
I'll call
great.
You.
Yeah,
okay?
That's great. Dynamite.
See ya.
Okay.
Take care.
Yeah.
You guys were great.
Yeah, all right. We really were.
Nice. Thanks, man.
Yeah. That's great. And below me, emerging from the woods beyond the 16th green, rounding the lake and descending, pounding up the fairway came that young man. He was running, yes, using his legs. He didn't belong to a wholly mental, disembodied brotherhood yet, for he made his living with his body, with his ability to coordinate arms, legs, hands, head, and trunk in a manner explainable by physical dynamics, yet mysterious in its solely human execution. He hit golf balls at targets with a grace and a consistency and a toughness seldom equaled in the history of the game.
But I'm really interested in this idea that that an overwhelming concern with toys and acquisitions is on the way out.
Oh, it's gone. Truffles are either white, truffles can be black. You know, they've stopped using truffle pigs. They've decided that the pigs are a little bit too, they're economically unfeasible because the pigs would find the truffle and then try to eat it, and they would occasionally succeed. So now
I'm confused and amazed by this because I was on the verge of putting all of my energies into acquisitiveness.
You've been fighting it for so long.
Well, that's true.
You haven't realized that you've won.
No, and I'm not getting any satisfaction out of it either.
Apparently dogs like mushrooms. Seppis, for example. Seppis or shiitake, perhaps a very fine porcini, available in dried or fresh form and by mail. It's just absolutely incredible. They're really expensive. I think morels are more expensive than the porcini. But morels have the stems removed so you get more mushroom for your money. Cheese bread comes in several different sizes. It looks kind of like a Frisbee, only it's much smaller, considerably crisper. And
I realize I may have some problems here. I may need to talk it out, okay?
Don't
I mean, my voice is getting a little bit shaky
no
now.
No problem.
I'm feeling displaced.
Let's start out at the restaurant where you wanted to take Laura for dinner.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Abalone steaks are gone. They are totally passé. Bean mixture is in. Bean soup. Simple, fibrous meals. Lamb's lettuce is gone in favor of... It not only seemed perfectly plausible, but absolutely manifest that Jimmy French had contrived his whole career. The practicing, the traveling, the playing, the talking, the walking through the world as a means to an end. The perfect, shining, towering end of presenting himself as a frozen moment, gilt with music. To lock himself into a hero's pose forever. To give up movement, to walk willingly into a shrine and be gazed at, to inspire emotions from envy to worship. That is what Jimmy French was trying to do.
Hi, what can I do for you today?
Well, I have some words I'd like to trade in.
No, I don't deal in over-the-counter trade. I'm basically a wholesaler. You can't make a living from individual words anymore. I'm sorry,
Come on, isn't there something that you can do for me?
No, you must have wanted these words once. I hate to see people give up their words.
It's
my
wife.
It just bugs me.
It's my wife, mostly.
What about her?
She says they're too loud, they make too much noise.
That's why nobody can read anymore.
I
know. Everybody's got a lexical sob story these days.
I know, that's exactly what happened to me. Mm-hmm. She said, get that noisome mess out of the house. Then she had to spit out the word noisome because it kind of flew into her mouth.
Well, if you didn't look like such a kicked bloodhound, I'd probably send you down the road, but dump him out. We'll see what we can do.
Okay. There you go.
I hate to see this. I really hate to see this. Words without a home. Oh, my. Look at this one. I mean, what have you been doing? Playing stickball with it or something?
Hegemony?
Oh, jeez. No wonder it's frayed around the edges. Words are not meant to stand up to their secondary pronunciations. It's hegemony. Hegemony.
I never knew
that.
And never
bothered to find out either.
No, I didn't use it all that much.
Well, good thing for it. I mean, it would be a completely shot noun if you had. Okay, what's your next one? This is getting very hard for me.
Here.
This one.
Concubine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
My wife found out.
It's in terrific shape. Mm-hmm. You pronounced it very well. I have to give you that. Yeah.
Well, here's another one.
Syzygy.
Syzygy.
You do have very strange tastes in words. Is there a history of mental illness in your family?
Now, wait a minute.
Like
I got
that?
A lot of pleasure out of syzygy for a while.
I'm just in a bad mood. I'm sorry.
Well, it's really kind of a comforting thought. Heavenly bodies lined up in a kind of cosmic dance. Mm-hmm. Forces of nature for a brief moment in spatial harmony, kind of resembling art.
That's very expressive for somebody who can't read.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Then my neighbor Fred laughed at me when I used it at a party. And I tried to argue with him, but my wife said, shut up and stop being so pretentious and acting like I could read or something.
Okay, personal question. Are you sure you don't want to keep concubine and trade in wife instead?
No.
You had to think about it for a while. Language is a very powerful thing. It could change your life.
No. Thank you, but no.
All right. Well, any more worth looking at in here?
Well, there's dreidel, contumely, febrifacient, sophomoric.
You've got nothing.
Nothing?
The word nothing. It's right here, right?
Yeah,
I do. Okay. Let's see. You've got B.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Yeah.
If, and I see new over here.
Yeah.
Good.
Right.
Good.
There.
Okay. If there be nothing new.
Got something?
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. If there be nothing new, but that which is. How are. We have brains?
Brains. Yeah.
How are our brains beguiled? Boy, it's a long shot.
Will it be worth something?
It would be absolutely priceless. Help me find child.
Child.
And
okay.
Help me find laboring.
Yeah,
let's see.
Laboring.
You got, okay, I got invention. Amiss and wonder.
Amiss
help me find wonder.
Wonder. Yeah, okay. Wonder.
Okay, here we go. If there be nothing new, we got that.
Yeah.
But that which is hath been before. Very good, very good. Mm-hmm. Okay. How are our brains beguiled? Did you get beguiled?
Yes, yes. Yeah, beguiled. Yes, laboring and invention.
Good, you got laboring. Which laboring for invention bear amiss?
And I found child.
Good, and second? And former?
No. Yes, former.
Good,
okay.
The second burthen of a former child. Oh, that record could with a backward look. I can't believe this is going to work. Never mind. Let's keep going. Even a 500th courses. Do you have 100th? You have
100th.
Five?
Five, yeah.
Okay.
100th.
Say to this composite wonder of your frame, hey, this is better than concubine. You got revolution and mended?
Mended. Yeah,
good,
I wish I knew what was going on.
Never mind, you will. Whether we are mended or where better they or whether revolution be the same, we're going to get there. You got sure?
Yeah,
you
I got sure.
Subjects?
Yes.
You got former days?
Former days.
You
I've got
worse? You
yes.
got wits? You got admiring
wits.
Praise?
Admiring praise.
Then
I've
here
got
it is. Oh, sure, I am the wits of former days. To subjects worse have given admiring praise. And there you have it.
Have what?
Shakespeare.
Who?
There may have been a sea change in attitudes, but come on.
Our generation has gone through food as fulfillment, and they discovered that was as empty as everything else.
Well, I know that we have been and should be looking for more meaning in our lives, more substance in our lives. But I finally gave up and wanted to give in. Now, is that so wrong?
Jimmy French lived a scored life.
King, is that so wrong?
Scarcely a moment went by that his steps, his gestures, stride, or golf swing were not buoyed up, borne aloft by music.
You don't search your soul.
It gave a kind of operatic splendor to his every movement and punctuated his speech. You will remember my life, he seemed to suggest, not because of what I did or said, but because of the music in the background.
I don't have a lot of time to search my soul. Most of my time is given into talking about things.
Jimmy French took all the toys his age had to offer and used them to create for himself what his age valued most, a self-contained world, a stage from which he never had to descend to dance. Jimmy French reached right into the soul of the world he lived in, found it was made of mylar, and came up with control.
This is the Bridge of Sighs. Notice we are on the side that leads away from the prison. The other side, which you can't see behind that partition, is unfortunately where the condemned people went to the dungeons here in Venice, and were never seen from again. But you can see down the Grand Canal. Do you see that wonderful Byzantine structure down there with the many-colored marbles? That's San Marco.
Oh.
The Lion of St. Mark is there. Every one of those columns is from a different marble quarry. That's why they're all different colors.
Well, can you take us somewhere else?
King, of course.
I don't know. Maybe you should... Would you want to go anywhere, for instance? Like an A's game or something? Yeah.
Sure, that sounds fine to me.
Okay.
I can start it off.
Okay. Talk about things, Harry. see if I can keep you from talking about things.
Fine sherry vinegar from Jerez in Spain. It's a delicate amber color, and it accents any salad you'd care to put it on, provided you put it with a very fine olive oil. I think a cold-pressed oil is from the Tuscany region of Italy. A fine Lambrusco to go with that delicate orange rose kind of color with light bubbles coming up through it. You've got a mail-order Italian dinner.
Thank you. Thank you for Harry Lyman Sims, the man who talks about things, anything, and our recording engineer, the King of Siam. I'm Jinks Potter, reminding you that here, late in the 20th century, even in the midst of great seas of fatuousness, there are tiny little islands of meaning. They're just very hard to find. It takes a special nautical sense, kind of like Captain Bligh in Mutiny on the Bounty, a very great professional when you come to think about it. How else could he have negotiated 2,200 miles of open sea? In an open boat, not a man was lost. He was driven by one thing, revenge. Revenge has a bad name when you think about it. It
really no videotape of highlights, no matter how well edited, can remain definitive. Videotape hungers for experience, for the new. And in a matter of weeks, even of days, the best collection of Jimmy French highlights would begin to look old. He would have new experiences to be recorded, scored, edited, screened. He changed from week to week, day to day, hour to hour. New songs would catch his ear, new women would catch his eye. New clothes, new cars, new movies, new video. He was open, like a sieve, like a conduit, like a wound. And he was camera and image in one. He was a monster. He was a monster.
You just heard Saturday, Late in the 20th Century by William Morlock, broadcast by New American Radio.